Oh, well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Right, now take out pencils and papers.
Pencils and papers.
Don't argue. Just do what you're told. We're going to do arithmetic.
Why, sir?
Why? Because you know nothing whatever about it. That's why. And today I'm going to make quite sure that Greenbottle doesn't explain any of his methods of working to us. Yes, Bottomley O. What little work we did last lesson was just ruined by that idiot proving something that couldn't possibly be right.
He explained the method he used.
All right, I know what he did. Using Greenbottle's method, it's perfectly easy to prove that 17 is 125.
How, sir?
Well, first you... Now, listen, will you stop asking questions and start to concentrate a little more on your work?
Yes, sir.
Right, well, now look at the blackboard.
Yes.
Right. The first problem there is the one that we attempted last lesson, but for which we got no answer at all. And before we start today, we're going to work that one out. Ow!
Whoa!
I'd just like you to understand, Bottomley, that I've quite made up my mind to see that law and order is maintained in this classroom. And I'm also determined that each day we'll get through the work that I schedule. So the sooner we start, the sooner we finish.
Yes.
Right, read that problem, Stanford, the first one there.
If a man walks at the rate of 8 miles an hour, how far will he be from a town 25 miles away after he's walked for 2 hours?
Right, well now that's the problem you couldn't or wouldn't do last lesson. There are two towns 25 miles apart. This man walks from one to the other. He walks at the rate of 8 miles an hour. How far will he be from the town he's approaching after he's been walking for 2 hours?
Yes.
Well, go on now. That's perfectly simple. If you can't work it out in your heads, you can use your pencils and papers. But it's perfectly simple, and you should be able to do it mentally.
Strike, that's hard, sir.
Rubbish. It's elementary. But regardless of what you think it is, do it.
Yes, sir.
Oh. And you too, Bottomley.
Oh, me as well.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking to Stanford.
Oh, did you? Well, I wasn't.
Then I have to do it, sir.
No, Bottomley's the only... Yes, of course you have to do it.
I thought you said you weren't speaking to me.
No, I thought... Yes, I was. I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. I asked you if
Bottomley.
You were... Yeah?
I want you both to work out that problem. Yes, how? And hurry up about it, too.
Yes.
We can't waste too much time over this. The man has got to travel 25 miles between those two places. He travels at 8 miles per hour.
What's the name of the places, sir?
The first place is... What? It doesn't matter what the names of the places are.
No, but it might make it easier.
Yeah, easier? How?
If it's the two places I'm thinking of, I know a shortcut.
Do you?
Yeah, it cuts off 5 miles.
Oh, well, he probably went that way. No! Wait a minute, Bottomley. Look, that's got nothing to do with the problem at all. We'll just assume that they're not the two towns you're thinking of.
Well, what towns are they, sir?
I don't know.
Well, it might be the towns I'm thinking of.
Yes, it might be.
Oh, well, I will take the shortcut.
Will you?
Sure.
Good on you.
No!
There's your right, Bottomley. If you intend to persist with this nonsense, I'll persist with this punishment. You know as well as I do that the name of the town is immaterial.
Where's that, sir?
Where's what?
Immaterial.
It's on the coast road as you come... No! Stanford, are you trying to be funny?
No, sir.
Well, stop asking ridiculous questions. Immaterial is not the name of a town.
It's a material.
Yes, a material.
Like Georgette.
Or Hessian.
Two bob a yard.
You can get it cheaper than... No! No!
Oh!
Apparently you like getting the stick, Bottomley.
No.
You seem to derive a great deal of pleasure out of just taking no notice of me whatsoever. You're the biggest pest I've ever struck.
Yeah. I never did anything.
Oh, it's you, Greenbottle.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, but what were you expecting?
Expecting? I wasn't expecting anybody.
Oh, well, I'll go home again.
Yes, you can do that.
Yes, but tell her.
No, look, come back. Come back here, Greenbottle, and sit down in your place. You've already missed the first part of the lesson. You can't afford to miss any more.
Yeah.
Yes, well, just hold your tongue while we finish this first problem. Now, Stanford.
Yes, sir?
Have you got that answer yet?
Not quite, sir.
Not quite.
No, sir.
No. Nowhere near, I should think, would be more correct.
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, if he walks for 2 hours at 8 miles an hour, how far will he travel in that time? Well, go on. 8 miles an hour for 2 hours. How far will he travel?
4 miles.
Good. No! 4 miles. Stanford, do you think this man is walking backwards?
I don't know, sir.
Well, he isn't. He's walking forwards, and he goes 8 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Listen, you keep out of this, Greenbottle. I had enough of your methods of working last time.
Yeah,
You know nothing whatever about arithmetic, so don't get us confused by trying to explain anything.
Yes, but I worked it out for you last lesson.
I know you did, Greenbottle. That's just what I'm complaining about.
Didn't you understand it?
I understood it far better before you said anything.
Yeah,
Look, all you've got to do is sit there in your place and listen. I don't want you to take any active part in this lesson at all.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, I'll just be here if you want me.
Thank you. I'll probably want you in... No! Greenbuck, you won't be here at all if you're not very careful. You'll be thrown out of the window.
Yes.
Yes, well, go on, Stanford. How far will he travel?
When, sir?
When I throw him out of the window.
Oh, about 3 yards.
No, that's wrong. Bottomy, is your name Stanford?
Aye?
Is your name Stanford?
Well, I'm not sure, sir.
No, I don't... What? Bottomy!
Yeah?
Will you stop being facetious?
I'm not being... what you said, sir?
Aren't you?
No, I don't even know what I mean.
Well, look, will you stop passing flippant and ridiculous remarks?
How do you mean, sir?
Bottomy, do you want me to hit you over the head with this blackboard?
No, sir.
Now, well, what on earth are you talking like that for?
Like what, sir?
By saying your name might be Stanford.
I just said I wasn't sure.
What?
Well, strike, sir. Didn't I tell you about that?
About? No, about what?
About the time at the pictures.
At the pictures? No.
When I was a baby, my mother and father went to the pictures, and they left me out the front in a pram.
In a pram?
Yeah.
Are you just trying to waste our time, Bottomy?
No, sir.
Well, I'm very suspicious already. What's this all about?
Well, there are several other prams outside too, you see.
Oh, were there?
Yeah, and I can remember the conversation going on.
Conversation?
Yeah. All of a sudden we stopped. Mother said, "That's not our baby, because this is the wrong pram."
They had the wrong pram.
Sure, but my father said, "Keep quiet, this is a better pram."
Did he?
Yeah, I'm not me at all.
No, I don't suppose.
I might be Stanford.
Of course, I mean... No, just a minute. What? Just a minute. No! Serves you right, Bottomy.
Oh,
what on earth's the matter with you? Do you really think that this class can afford to waste time while you tell ridiculous and impossible stories like that? You must take me for a complete idiot.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Look out, Greenbuckle, look out. It'll be your turn in a minute.
Yeah.
And you can stay in after school, Bottomy, and do 500 lines of English prose as an imposition.
Strong.
Yes. And
500 lines of what, sir?
English prose.
What do you mean by prose, sir?
Ah, the Information Bureau has started again.
Yes, sir.
Listen, don't you know anything?
Yes, sir.
Well, it doesn't seem like it.
No, I feel sorry for that boy.
Yes, it doesn't... You feel sorry for him?
Yeah.
Why?
Yes, well, he seems very backward.
What?
No, I'm not sure.
Greenbottle, the less you say about people being backward, the better.
Yes, sir.
Pipe down. No, I mean, keep quiet, Stanford.
Yes, well, he ought to know what you mean by pros. Yes,
all right, I know he should. Everybody should.
Yes, pros are just those blokes who play golf for money.
What?
They're pros.
Are they?
Yes, there's football pros, cricket pros,
what?
Golf pros.
Greenbottle.
Yes?
Would you be surprised to know that once more you're entirely wrong?
Yeah,
I'm not talking about the people who play sport for money. They're what we call professionals.
Yes, professional pros.
Exactly, professional pros. No, they're not professional pros at all. Pro is just an abbreviation for the word professional.
Why, sir?
Well, it's because... What?
Ow!
That's the only really effective way I know of stopping you from asking questions.
Yes.
Yes, and you make his questions 10 times worse by trying to explain them. The prose I was talking about is verse, poetry, you know, prose.
Poetry!
Yes, Greenbottle, poetry.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, fancy me not knowing that.
Yes, just fancy.
Yes, poetry being my best subject and all. I should have known better.
Yes, all right, Greenbottle, you should have known better.
Yes, I'm ashamed of myself.
Listen, will you do me a favour?
Yes.
Well, shut up.
Yes.
I'm sorry I have to use language like that in the classroom, but apparently the only way I can make you boys understand is to talk your own language.
Yeah.
You're the type of... Oh, just a minute, Greenbottle.
I'm not going anywhere.
Aren't you?
No.
All right, I didn't say you were. But look, talking about this poetry reminds me.
Oh,
he has to challenge you his poem.
Bottomy, if I want your help, I'll ask for it. But until I do, just mind your own business. And now, Greenbottle, where's that poem you were going to show me last lesson?
Poem?
Yes, you had to do it as an imposition.
Did I?
Yes, you did, and you'd better be show it to me pretty quickly, or else you'll be kept in again.
Yes,
well, where is it?
Yes, me old man's got it.
Oh, has he? How convenient.
Yes.
Yes, and when did he get it?
Last night.
Last night?
Yes, he wanted it to write down the times of his pigeons.
Yes, well, of his what?
Of his pigeons.
Pigeons?
Yes, my old man races home in pigeons.
Does he?
Yes, of course he does.
Oh, I see.
Yes, you can't get in the bedroom for pigeons. There's all sorts.
Just a minute. In the bedroom?
Yes.
You keep the pigeons in the bedroom?
Yes, there's black Orpingtons, white Ligords.
What?
Narcissus, mother of
all. Just a minute. What on earth are you talking about?
Only pigeons.
But black Orpingtons and white Ligords aren't pigeons?
Yes, they are.
Now, look, don't be idiotic, Greenbottle. I tell you they're not. Black Orpingtons and White Leghorns are fowls.
Yeah, and
they're fowls.
Fowls?
Yes, fowls.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, no wonder the old man can't win any races.
No, they'd never stand a chance against the pigeons.
Oh, yes, fowls in the outside.
Look, will you stop talking? Just because Greenbottle decides to give an impersonation of a maniac, there's no reason why everybody should decide to say something.
Ah.
And another thing, Greenbottle, you haven't yet given me that poem.
Yes, but me old man's got it.
Oh, yes, so you said, but you're not going to get out of it as easily as that. You wrote it, didn't you?
Yes, of course I did.
Do you know it?
Yeah.
Good, well, recite it.
Aye?
I'll soon see if you've done what I told you.
Yeah.
Well, go on, stand up there and recite it.
Nice work,
Cosby, look, stop that row immediately. It won't be as good as all that. Well, what's it called, Greenbottle?
Yes, well, I haven't decided yet between the two titles.
Two titles?
Yes, either To a Fisherman or...
To a Fisherman? Yeah, well, go on. What's the alternative title?
Yes, Fishermen like the sea to keep still while they're fishing, because then they don't get seasick.
What?
That's yes, the best that one. Well, that's a roast.
Possibly, mind your own business. And Greenbottle.
Yes?
Use the first title.
Yes.
Yes.
But I think there's something to be said for both.
Yeah, oh, do you? Well, you're wrong. There's certainly nothing to be said for the second title, because it says everything there is to say itself.
Yes.
Yes, well, never mind about that. Just recite the poem.
Yes,
sir. Go on. Right.
To a Fisherman.
Good.
Ocean, ocean, roll a long. Thy waves are but another song. Sometimes rough, sometimes inviting. Please yield up 3 dozen whiting. Because
what?
Wait a minute. Look,
if you don't stop that, I'll come over to you. And Greenbottle.
Yes?
Do you really think that's good?
Yeah, of course it's good.
Oh,
yes, but the best part's to come.
There's some more of it.
Yes, it goes on. Be calm, O.C. Please don't be boisterous. Be kind to us fishermen and to us oysterers.
Oysterers?
Yes, I just
have to be about enough of that.
Quiet. And Greenbottle. What was that last word? Oysterers?
Yes. And then the blokes will go out after oysters.
Oh, I see. What? Oh, what's the use? Look, there's no doubt about that poem, Greenbottle. That's
16.
16. And we'd only want another 4. We've got 21. No. I mean, did you say something, Stanford?
Yes, sir. 16.
16? What, oysters?
No, sir. Miles.
Miles?
Yes, sir. I've just finished working it out.
Oh, what?
He goes 8 miles an hour, so in 2 hours he'll go 16 miles.
Yeah.
And if they're 25 miles apart, he'll still be 9 miles away.
Oh, yes, yes. Do you feel all right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I think the boy must be you.
No, I'm not, sir.
Well, what on earth are you talking about?
The sum, sir.
Sum? We're not doing a sum. We're talking about oysters.
Yes, of course we are.
I'll say.
I think he must be ill.
Yeah.
I reckon I'd better take him home.
Yes, certainly. Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
I'm all right, sir.
Take him home.
Sure. Come on, Stanford.